Oh, I forgot to ask you. How did you sleep? I forgot to ask you that this morning. Yeah, the chains. Yeah, you don't have to do that tonight. It was I just wanted you to try it. I just wanted you to see how it would work. Oh gosh. Yeah, I peeked in the room a few times to check on you. You seemed fine. I mean, they couldn't have been that bad, right? What? I wasn't watching you sleep. Like I said, I was checking on you. Going to sleep in new places can cause lots of sleep anxiety. I should have made you a sleepy smoothie. Oh well, it's too late for that. Don't worry, I will put the I'll take the chains out of your room right when we get back. All right. All right. Anyway, it's in here. The board game, silly. Yeah, I told you about it last night. Yeah, it used to sit in that big old tree over there. And now it's just a tree house. On the ground, I guess. Hey, did you enjoy the canoe ride over here? Good. Yes, it is so peaceful. I'm so lucky to have this property. We honestly can stay here forever, you and I. Well, not forever. You know what I meant. Have a seat, friend. I'll get the game out. Yeah, it's just in this box. Yeah, it's really simple. Fun fact, my great 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 aunt made this board game for her boyfriend at the time. Isn't that so romantic? She made it for him to keep him busy while they stayed on the property. They stayed here for a very long time and they actually stayed here until they died. But I always thought this board game was so much fun, and I think it was so romantic that she made it just for him because she loved him so much and she wanted him to have so much fun, even though he probably really wanted to leave this place. But she made it so much fun for him, right? So, isn't that so romantic? Yeah, so this board game is made with lots and lots of love. I'm so excited to be sharing this moment with you. Even look at the directions. This is her handwriting. Isn't that so sweet? But I'll explain it to you because it's really simple. Are you ready to play? Here, I'll go first. It's pretty easy to catch on. I'll just give the cards a good shuffle. Absolutely perfect. Now I'll roll the dice. 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now I draw a card. On each card, it gives us a coordinate to a special location. So I roll again and again and draw more cards for our directions. Oh, and somewhere in the deck are stop cards. Once I draw a stop card, we start our journey in the woods. So fun, right? Okay, I'm gonna keep going until I get a stop card. I'm gonna roll again. 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you. If I make it across the board, like to the end of the board game, well, actually, wait. Okay, so the objective is to draw a stop card. That's all I'm gonna say. Huh? Oh, it's nothing. It's just that, it's just not a good thing to travel all the way across the board game. things can get real ugly. Don't worry, though. I have a feeling I'm gonna receive a stop card super soon. 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then I draw another card. 2. 1, 2. Look! Look, 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 look! I got a stop card. Oh, thank goodness. Okay, so that means I have 1, 2, 3. 3 coordinate cards. Okay, so from here on, we go ahead and punch these coordinates into this GPS thingy, and we hike to each spot. Mm-hmm. Each location has, like, a special little quirk. Like, sometimes it's just a beautiful view, or it has, like, a hidden money, or maybe we'll find something dangerous. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Maybe we will. That's the excitement. This is the adventure of the woods. This game is so cool. I'm so excited. Oh, here, take this. It's a hiking staff, so you don't, like, fall and stuff. Oh, mine? Yeah, mine's pretty cool, right? Yeah, it's metal. Yeah, it's metal because I'm usually all alone out here, and if I ever go hiking, I might run into something or someone, and I might have to defend myself. You never know, right? Oh my goodness. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah, come on. Oh my gosh. Our first location is stupid close. Like, it's actually a couple of feet away from us. This way. Come on. Come on. I'm on an adventure with my best friend. My best friend. I'm sorry. I'm so excited. Yeah, this way. This way. Come on. Come on. Ah, it's such a beautiful day. Perfect day for this kind of adventure. We're gonna have so much fun. And then we get back. Oh my god. Oh no. Oh no, 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 no. This can't be happening. Wait, 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 wait. I can explain. I can explain this to you. Oh, you weren't supposed to see that. Damn it, I'm so stupid. I'm so stupid. This was an accident. You know, accidents happen, right? Right? No, 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 no. Don't back away from me. No, 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 no. Stop, 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 stop. I'm not crazy. Stop. Do not run away. I can see it in your eyes. Don't run, please. I don't want to hurt you like this. Please. Please. No. You're awake. Oh my gosh. I was worried I gave you too much anesthesia. Yeah, I kind of sort of had to give you, stitches. You fell really badly. How long have you been out? For about 16 hours, 34 minutes, and 13 seconds. What? Don't look at me like that. You know I count when I'm really stressed. Where are you? Well, you're in my little, homemade emergency room / garage. Perks of having so much land. Why did I build this? you know, for accidents, surgeries, to practice surgeries, and for emergencies. Yeah, emergencies. Just like today. You took such a tumble. Almost lost your brain. I had to drag your body all the way back to the canoe. From the canoe to this garage. And then I put you under. Just in case. I would have hated for you to wake up while I was in the middle of giving you stitches. Hey, stop squirming around. You're not going to be able to go anywhere. I have you strapped down to the table. Relax. You're fine. I take such good care of you. I took such good care of you. You're fine. Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, I patched you all up. You might feel a little groggy, a little dizzy, but that's fine. Yeah, you're gonna stay here until you're all rested up and okay. Shh, 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 shh. Don't try to talk to me too much, cutie pie. Shut your cute little mouth hole. Actually, it's a little too quiet in here. Let me turn on some music and... where's my... Here it is. This is for your own good. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna cover your sweet little mouth. I have some things to tell you. And I don't want to hear anything negative coming out of that gorgeous mouth of yours. Yeah. I just need you to listen. And listen as well as you can. I know you're so dizzy and not feeling too good right now. But I think you can listen, right? Right. First of all, I'd like to give a pat on my back for basically pulling off giving you a full-blown surgery. I mean, stitches. Thank goodness for YouTube, right? I had the tutorial pulled up right on my iPad and I was thinking to myself, how the hell am I gonna pull this off? Honestly surprised you're still alive. And I'd like to keep it that way. To be completely honest, I'd like to keep you alive for as long as possible. The tutorial I used on YouTube was so helpful and so in detail. It's crazy the things they put on the internet these days. I'll have to just subscribe to their channel. Yeah. Anyway, I'm getting off track. Excuse me. Yes, pat on my back. And now I have some confessions to make. So, I've successfully weeded my way into your life. It didn't take very long, actually. No, not long at all. Because you were oh so too nice and oh so too trusting. At least towards me. Even through all my creepery. You've got such a big heart. Deep down, you're a softie. And that's one of the qualities I adore about you so much. I admire you so much. You try your best to see the good in me. Even when I'm so blatantly evil right in front of your very eyes. AKA chaining you up to the bed last night and the time I gave you a really sleepy smoothie. Who does stuff like that? I do. And hey, I'm not a bad person. I just get obsessed, infatuated. You consume my every thought. You sure do. I just... I can't even explain it. You're just so perfect to me. You're just so perfect. Our friendship has been very, very calculated ever since the beginning. From how I met you, it was no accident. Oh, darling, it wasn't an accident. I've been watching you for quite some time, figuring out how to approach you, get your attention. Like I said, it didn't take very long. I've managed to convince everyone involved in our lives that we ran off and quit our jobs and decided to travel the world together. It was so, so easy to stage. It only took me about 2 days. That's one definitely for the record books. It's just so incredible that everyone is believing everything I said. In this very moment, they think we're all the way across the world together, having a blast. I drained your bank account. I moved all your most prized possessions in storage. I quit your job for you. I made a few calls and texts and emails. And your phone and your laptop. Anything that can trace you has been completely destroyed. Don't worry, hun, I got you a new phone. It's not real, but it looks real. And you can pretend that you are able to talk on it and stuff. I know sometimes you might go a little crazy here, so I thought you'd like the pretend phone. Plus, I got some good feedback from my last friend. Yeah, don't be afraid of me. I promise I'm not gonna hurt you unless I absolutely have to. Just like today. I feel so horrible I had to hurt you. But you gave me no choice. You gave me no choice. You were gonna run. You were gonna run away from me, and I can't have that. No, 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 I can't have that. And you fucking broke my heart when you called me crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm not. I care about you so much. I care about you so much. I do. I care about you. I know everything about you. Everything. I've got some bad news for you, sweetheart. You're never gonna leave this property. But the good news is, you're here with me. You're far too special, sweetheart. I'm unwilling to share you with the world. I'm real sorry it has to be this way. I just have to keep